HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India on Saturday recorded 4,1,078 cases of the coronavirus disease, taking the caseload to over 21.8 million, according to the Union Health Ministry's dashboard. A record number of 4,187 people succumbed to the disease on Friday, and the toll has now climbed to 2,38,270 with a fatality rate of 1.09%. India is the third country after the United States and Brazil to have recorded over 4,000 deaths in a single day. According to worldometers.info, the United States had recorded the highest single-day deaths due to COVID-19 at 4,490 on January 12. The Institute of Nuclear Medicine and Allied Sciences, in collaboration with Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Hyderabad, developed an anti-COVID-19 therapeutic application of the drug 2-deoxydiglucose, 2-DG. The third phase of the clinical trial results have shown that this molecule helps in faster recovery of hospitalized patients and reduces supplemental oxygen dependence. Higher proportion of patients treated with 2-DG showed RT-PCR negative conversion in patients infected with coronavirus. The drug will come in sachet in the form of powder, which is taken orally by dissolving it in water. It accumulates in the virus-infected cells and prevents virus growth by stopping viral synthesis and energy production. The Tamil Nadu government on Saturday decided to impose a lockdown for 2 weeks, starting May 10 as daily cases of coronavirus disease rise unabated. During the lockdown period, residents can buy groceries, vegetables and meat products till 12 noon, authorities announced. Transport services will also be affected, as the government only allowed cabs and autos to ply for purposes of weddings, funerals, exams and jobs interviews. All government and private offices have been asked to allow their staff to work from home. The Health Ministry on Saturday brought relaxation on hospital admissions and said that a positive coronavirus disease report is no more mandatory for admission to COVID-19 hospitals. The ministry took the decision to ensure that no patient is denied adequate medical care as the nation fights a severe second wave of COVID-19. The Health Ministry, in a statement, also reiterated that admission to the patient should not be refused at any count, even if the patient belongs to a different city, and adequate medical arrangements, such as oxygen or essential drugs, should be administered to the patient. The G7+3 ministerial meeting was instrumental in convincing the United States to grant an IPR waiver for COVID-19 vaccines in the name of extraordinary situations arising out of the pandemic and preparation for building reliable supply chains and technologies to counter possible virus waves in the future. According to official sources based in London, the 4 big-ticket items on the G7 meeting were COVID-19 and vaccine, Indo-Pacific, reliable supply chains and reliable technology, and climate change.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.